Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Cameras were rolling back on December 31st, 1999. We were all pretty sure we were going to be facing Y2K. No one knew exactly what it meant. I stayed in a hotel that night in Kansas City. And when I checked in, when you got to the room, there were two glow sticks and two waters on the table just in case things went crazy.
Why were you staying in a hotel? You were afraid that your house or whatever wasn't going to survive?
I thought it'd be a fun New Year's in Kansas City. Could have done the same thing at home. So that wasn't super special. But nonetheless, had those glow sticks. And then nothing happened, as we all remember. But these guys, they were going to prepare for a party. It looks like maybe just out of college, that age, like 23, 24 years old, maybe still in college.
Still living with a bunch of your buddies.
Probably, yeah. Or maybe the first house back when people could buy a first house at that age. And so a guy's hosting the party at his house. And when his bros arrive, he has the handheld camera.
This is 2 hours before things... Crazy.
10 o'clock.
Wait, no, they
right before the Y2K moment.
Okay.
And this is when his friends arrive at the party. He's got something he's going to surprise them with. Spoiler alert, it cost $5,000. Does anyone have an idea what it is?
I've seen it, so
no,
I
okay. No, oh, I know what it was.
Not okay, clue, let's let her roll.
I'm actually going to have you guys come down here. Party's going to be held in the basement. By the way, I got a surprise for you all. Actually,
surprise.
Now, if you're just listening to yourself, I'm going to confirm your suspicion. You're right. There are no girls at this party.
Nope.
I haven't seen a one
Not
yet.
Not one. Now they're going down the steps, about to turn the corner, and that's when you'll see it.
Okay. Let's see. Yeah, really curious.
Really curious. So, I think you guys are going to be amazed.
Whoa!
Dude, look at that.
So when it says whoa, the camera goes to, I don't know.
A 36-inch TV?
Oh, is that what it's at the most?
I don't even think it's that big.
I mean, it fits inside the standard wood entertainment center of the era.
Yep. It's definitely no bigger than a 36.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, tops.
Maybe 32. 32
probably yeah. 32, yeah.
Yeah.
But listen.
TV.
Holy. Where did you get this one from?
Dude, I bought it. Dude, I bought it like a couple of days ago at Best Buy.
Faith Hill's on there singing her heart out. This kiss?
Wow.
How much did this cost you?
It was kind of near that price. Half of that, about.
So he said, how much did this cost you? $10,000? And he said, kind of near that price. Half that. $5,000 for that TV?
Wait.
You could have bought a TV station for $6,000.
Yeah, that... Man, I'm not sure what features that television has that it costs $5,000.
Probably the greatest feature of all time, picture in picture.
Because I had bought a television by then. I mean, Jesus, dude.
It's kind of near that price. Half of that, about. Pretty much. I mean, well, you know.
Look at them. They're just going to stand next to it all night and watch Dick Clark's Bandstand.
This is really something, man.
Oh, I think that they must have lived in his parents' basement. There was too much stuff in that house to be a young dude.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's pretty rad.
Too many books, an antique milk can painted blue. Yeah. There's no way that's a bachelor pad.
No.
That's a mom pad.
No, you know that he called the basement like the party den or the party pad.
Yes.
I don't know. That's kind of how my stuff was decorated when I first got out on my own. And you go, well, what do I have that my parents gave me or that is like decor
true.
Of 1999?
Milk jug.
This milk jug will be cool. I'll put my college logo on it.
I've got this cool rooster stuff that I'm going to decorate my kitchen with.
My parents were getting rid of these encyclopedias.
That one is the one that went viral. But underneath that, there's two more videos posted from that night. One is one of his friends making predictions for the new millennium.
Okay.
I predict futuristic. I predict so in this century.
Hold on,
this is six minutes
before the unveiling of the television.
He doesn't even know he's about to see the future downstairs yet.
I predict that the year 2000, by the year 2010, we're gonna have flying cars.
Wow. Okay, so just 10 years from now.
10 years from that present moment.
Flying cars.
Where, you know, I mean, like, the most advanced car on the road was an Oldsmobile Alero. Like, all right, yeah, flying cars is right around the corner.
Really?
And that's going to start.
Oh, my God. See, I didn't even think of that.
And that's going to start. And then by the year 2020, we're going to start leaving the ground because we're going to build flying cars, and then we're going to build,
I'm zooming in on your face.
We're gonna build
in the future, your retina will be a camera as well.
Really?
So you'll just be able to record.
That might happen eventually.
Yeah.
I think we're working on that one.
He was kind of on track with Google Glass, albeit a terribly accepted idea. That was his in the ballpark.
His timelines are a little off.
And what did he say? We'll be able to, by 2020, we'll be able to just lift off the ground, like levitate.
I think that's what he's saying. Yeah.
He's starting to get to something like that. Yeah.
All right. Well, missed the mark on most of those.
Yeah, yes. He wasn't exactly a futurist.
No. But this next one, though, they're going to show off a couple items from 1999 that they say are already from the future. Okay?
All right.
All right, so this is just moments after the TV unveil. They got the beer pong table set up, the wreath on the wall for no apparent reason.
Well, it's just they come out of Christmas, man.
Yeah.
It's New Year's Eve.
Right? Again, they live in a basement. There's no question.
And this is some new for 1999. Going into
holding a Brita filter, and he's saying,
a Brita pitcher,
a new bleep for 1999. It's one of those pitchers where, as Gary Goldman says, you pour some water in the top, and just 8 hours later, you can have 6 ounces of lukewarm water.
Yeah.
Going into the 21st century.
Yeah. Water.
I picked it up. Brita filter. It's very futuristic.
No,
it
is. Just like this. Now they're going to show off their sweet new phones.
It is.
Just like the cell phone.
Oh, we got the
Kevin.
The Nokia.
Kevin, I think my phone is the first victim of a Y2K. It's not powering my
is that like a StarTech?
No, a StarTech folded. A Motorola.
I had that phone.
Like a Nokia, with the pull-up antenna.
With the big pull-up antenna.
No,
and the,
let me get a better reception
and
pull
the,
it out.
The built-in lanyard.
So embarrassing.
In case I wanted to wear my phone on my wrist. And not lose it when I'm sprinting about the park.
Man, I was still like 3 years away from having a cell phone.
Yeah, I didn't have one until 02, 03, I think.
Yeah.
that thing at midnight?
Just fine.
I don't want to seem like some sort of big shot. I didn't have that phone in 1999.
Oh.
I bought it in Knoxville before we moved.
I was going to say, that's when I got one. It was right before we took that trip.
And I still got the one that he said died because of Y2K. So, yeah, I'm no better. Never spent $5,000 on a TV.
You might have gotten his.
If I had $5,000, I would have spent $5,000 on a TV because I was just that kind of dumb.
Well, you spent a ton on a DVD player, though, didn't you? Was it a Mitsubishi or something?
Well, I mean, it cost normal amount for the time, so it was probably like $300. But I opened a Mitsubishi credit card so I could get it because I did not have $300. And I wasn't about to live without a VCR because otherwise what would I watch while I ate burgers I got from a charity on Saturdays? And it probably took me 6 or 7 years to pay it off. So it probably cost $700 or $800 by the time I paid it off. I didn't have it anymore when I made the last payment.
Why were you stealing cheeseburgers from a charity?
We were that poor.
Oh, I thought you were meaning like you were stealing them.
No, they would like doing it for like Little League, and they do it in the parking lot of the grocery store, and it'd be like, for a donation. And I'm like, okay, how much are they? And they're like, donate whatever you can spare. And I'm like, okay. Here's $2. I'm taking $5 because this is lunch, dinner, breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Yeah, I think by the time I was in school, they did the backpack buddy programs where like if you were a kid that probably wasn't going to have food over the weekend, you could just go discreetly grab one of the bags and put it in your backpack.
I wasn't in school.
Yeah, he wasn't a school-age kid,
though. I had a job.
Wait, he was like you were a child?
Yeah, it was
24. My first job. 22.
Stop.
Yeah.
You were a... You were 20-something stealing cheeseburgers from a charity.
No, I just told you. I gave them what I could afford, just like they told me.
I thought you were a child.
I had just spent my last $4 on two movies at Family Video.
Yeah. He was a child. He bought a DVD player for $1,000.
It's $300. $200, I don't know. It came with a copy of Stepmom, the number one movie for young men where Susan Sarandon is dying and wants her kids to like the new mommy.
Mine came with The Wedding Singer and Lost in Space. Mine was a JVC. It cost me $349.
You got two movies?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Damn. Baller.
I've never felt like such a fool.
Yeah.
You're just now realizing how badly you got ripped off.
I should have held up for Stargate.
That would have been a good pickup.
That was a movie that was very popular to be buy now and you get the digital copy of Stargate, because that would really take advantage of the new better definition on the screen.
I love it.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.